Steubenville, Ohio made headlines in 2012 when a high school girl was raped by a group of boys after she passed out following a night of partying. The assault was captured on cell phones and shared on social media. The revelation forced the town and the country into a conversation about sexual violence against female students. That night, what led up to it, and the aftermath are the subject of the play Good Kids. It's being performed by University of Pittsburgh students at the Stephen Foster Memorial.
The first time I saw that video, I didn't even know what I was seeing. It was like the day after the party, and I was like, why did somebody send me this pornographic video of all these guys and this naked girl? And then I realized that that girl was me.
In that scene, the actor Brianna Wagner, who plays the victim Chloe, shares her reaction to watching herself being assaulted. Off the stage, Wagner says Chloe could be any girl.
She's an independent young woman. She's trying to figure out herself. She wants to be rebellious. She wants to try it all. She wants to grow up too fast, but she's too naive to do so. And, you know, she's just like every other teenager.
Zachary Roma, a former high school football player himself, is cast as Connor, the quarterback who participates in the rape. Roma says Connor doesn't accept that he's culpable.
I truly believe that he thinks they all went out. They all had a bit too much to drink, and a girl came on to him, and then he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and his friends did some stupid stuff, and he just kind of went along for the ride, and he shouldn't have.
Pulling back from the character's perspective, Roma says the play is actually about rethinking how students view sexual assault.
How serious we look at this issue and how other people and other women even look at this issue and the way that we treat girls and the way that we treat the victims.
Roma's deep thinking on the issue is one of the play's goals. It forces the actors to confront their actions in similar situations.
It's encouraging a lot of them to think about their own life here on campus and the decisions that they see being made or are party to or a part of differently.
That's visiting lecturer and play co-director Kimberly Griffin.
And I think that's kind of like what you always want to be the case with theater, and sometimes it happens and often it doesn't.
The play's author, Naomi Izuka, says it isn't just about the students or even the town. She wanted to hold up a mirror in which the audience sees their own reactions to hearing about sexual assault. She says that's why she decided to call it Good Kids.
You hear parents, you hear coaches, you hear, you know, commentators wonder how it is that these good kids could be involved in something so devastating. So that phrase and what it conceals and what it doesn't say, the difference between the image and maybe what's underneath the image that's hidden was very much on my mind.
The student actors say they want the audience to walk out with a number of takeaways: to reach victims of assault, to bring greater awareness of the issue, to refrain from making judgments. Izuka wants viewers to recognize their own part in the problem.
What are we teaching our children about what consent looks like and what a sexual encounter looks like and how you treat another human being? I want the audience actually to walk away thinking, is there a way that I am unconsciously contributing to a climate in which this happened?
She says doing that will make it harder to chalk it up to the misdeeds of a few good kids. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA.